An expanding community college program in Connecticut is promising a lot of jobs to students in advanced manufacturing. That's a whole range of work that requires the latest and most advanced technology and more precision than traditional manufacturing. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports some government officials and businesses see it as a second chance for Connecticut to be a nationwide manufacturing player. And some students are betting it'll give them a second chance, too.
At Housatonic Community College's Advanced Manufacturing Lab in Bridgeport, students are lined up at a row of big machines, lathes, grinders, drills. They're sliding in a little steel block, small enough to hold in your hand. They get it positioned just right, and they drill.
It's a project that we have to get completed before the end of this semester. We use all different type of methods to get this block. We start from a raw material, which is actually...
It gets pretty technical after that. Back in the 1950s, they would have drilled, and that's it. But now, their assignment is to cut this steel block to within a 1/10,000th of an inch of precision. They're using computer imaging and 3D mapping, and those aren't traditional methods. But this isn't a traditional student.
My name is Ed Daniels. I'm a military veteran. I served a total of 14 years active duty, and I was working in the aviation industry.
He made sheet metal for Sikorsky, but he got laid off last year along with hundreds of others. He found out about community college through the VA.
I have a daughter, too, you know, so, you know, trying, you know, without a job and then trying to maintain a kid going to school and all this stuff, it's pretty rough and, you know.
These new techniques are a lot harder than doing sheet metal. He's got to learn some computer programming, but he's pretty sure he can get job security and a good salary when he finishes the program.
I believe that this is going to, like, take me to another level.
Daniels has good reason to be optimistic. The sales pitch for advanced manufacturing is pretty convincing. Old workers are retiring, and companies need good people to replace them. Rich DuPont runs the program here at Housatonic.
This is that ticket. To a new life, a second chance perhaps for some people.
The brochures in his office promise a 90% placement rate, 6 openings for everyone enrolled in these programs across the state. Starting pay is around $40,000 a year.
Plus overtime, plus benefits, and unlimited opportunities for growth, depending on what they want to do.
And that's for jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree or an expensive certification. Tuition here at Housatonic is just over $3,000 a year.
You know, we have students who've just graduated from high school. We have others who have found their way in and out of jobs, some underemployed, some unemployed, who are here, again, for that second chance.
The government's optimistic, too. Last year, the U.S. Department of Labor gave Connecticut $15 million to expand advanced manufacturing programs in the state's community colleges. At that point, Congressman John Larson said the state could reclaim its past days of manufacturing glory when it was one of the top in the nation for industry.
To resurrect the manufacturing base in the state of Connecticut, we have to treat this as a new ecosystem. And we have to nurture it with everything that we can. Educational training is a key component of that.
Housatonic is one of 4 community colleges in the state with this advanced manufacturing program, but that grant is going to expand funding to the others. When graduates of these programs start looking for jobs, they might look at companies like Microboard Processing in Seymour. The company makes circuit boards for the military and hospitals. Microboard CEO Nicole Russo says they're always looking out for new talent, even if, like Daniels, they've been out of the workforce.
We definitely are interested in interviewing them, particularly if they have certifications. And in many cases, those folks have just purely lost their confidence. You know, they've been out of the job arena for a number of months, maybe even a number of years. And our ability to bring them into a smaller shop like this, really kind of hold their hand through the process of getting going, getting their confidence back, what we'd like to be able to do.
Microboard's constantly upgrading their machinery and experimenting with new techniques, so they're constantly training. Russo says they don't do the traditional repetitive assembly line style work many people associate with manufacturing.
So you have to be able to really be versatile in your thought process as things are changing throughout an hour, throughout a day, throughout a couple minute span in our type of industry here.
The program at Housatonic started in 2012, so the first few waves of graduates are still entering the job market. Back in the lab, Ed Daniels, that former sheet metal worker, he's helping a much younger guy, probably 30 years his junior.
My buddy George here.
They're finishing up that little steel block,
I'm almost finished. I was just over here helping, you know, because we help each other in this program. I don't really know what we'll be using it for yet, but I think it's the whole different pieces of work in place.
So they're not really for anything.
Michael Guger teaches this class. He says the block's just a way to learn to work slowly and precisely.
And that's what's required in the field today. The automobiles and airplanes and consumer products and medical products, they all require that kind of tolerance in their creation.
Daniels thinks he's going to get a good grade. He's got experience after all, but he's still adapting to all these digital displays and imaging software.
It's not the easiest thing to do, but it's not the hardest either. I appreciate, you know, the fact that I got a chance to do it a second time.
When he's done here, he'll try to go back into the workforce. He's got a few years on him, but he doesn't think his age will turn off potential employers.
You know what? Sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned. You know, like the way I look at it, you're never too old to learn. I won't put the limit on where I plan to go, but, you know, this is only the beginning for me again, and I'm just going to shoot forward.
He doesn't know where he'll end up working. But he says he has faith that once he does find work, he'll never be out of a job again. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.